संबंधक ज्ञान, अभिधेय ज्ञान एंड प्रयोजन ज्ञान इन द हार्ट ऑफ बी। सो चैतन्य महाप्रभु और कृष्ण इज वेदनम, दैट इज हियर क्या गुरु चैत्य गुरु इज ऑल्सो, एंड दिस श्लोक हैज बीन टोल्ड देयर एज ए दिस गुरु चैत्य गुरु। वैभवं च मे, कृष्ण इज माई वैभव, सो दिस महाप्रसाद इज ऑल्सो माई वैभव। वैभव मीन्स वैभव हियर मीन्स एनीथिंग वेल्थ रेपुटेशन ऑन ऑल दिस थिंग वैभव। सो ही इज माई वेल्थ। जीवन च मे, जीवित च मे, ही इज माई लाइफ एंड जीवित च मे, जीवित माने विदाउट प्रसाद आई विल नॉट बी, और विदाउट कृष्ण और चैतन्य महाप्रभु आई विल नॉट रिमेन। दैवतं च मे ना परम च, ओ यू आर माई दैव माने इष्ट देव एंड एवरीथिंग यू आर। सो प्रसाद इज ऑल्सो लाइक दिस, ना परम, देर इज नथिंग बिसाइड यू फॉर कृष्ण। सो प्रसाद इज एवरीथिंग फॉर हिम, एंड इफ कृष्ण इज टेक देन इट इज महाप्रसाद। सो श्रीमती राधिका टेक्स ओनली महाप्रसाद ऑफ कृष्ण, रेमनेंट्स ऑफ कृष्ण, नथिंग सी टेक्स बिसाइड। इफ यू गिव हिम एनीथिंग सी विल नॉट टेक, सी विल गिव इट टू कृष्ण, एंड इफ कृष्ण विल टेक देन सी विल टेक। बस टुडे any question?
I had a question from yesterday, from last time we met as a group. You were explaining about the feelings of separation from Krishna, and that actually when Krishna is away, appears to be away from Vrindavan, the residents of Vrindavan feel his presence even more strongly than when he is there. And when he is there together with Radharani, she sometimes feels that he's not there, he will go away. So my question is, when Krishna appears to be away from Vrindavan, why are the residents of Vrindavan described as so unhappy, almost dead, lying down, full of pain? The answer, the simple answer that I would give is, oh, that is not pain, it is a kind of ecstasy. But if they are actually, but it is hard to understand why they appear to be so unhappy if he is actually there.
Actually, they are not happy. Sometimes as a anubhav, sanchari bhav, meeting of Krishna, they think. Understand?
Sometimes.
They feel like that Krishna has met me. But always they remember and remember Krishna. First times everything. For Sadhak ji, it is so uncool, so favorable to remember all these things. Because you have not seen Krishna. Only Vipralamba Bhav you can take. We have no Purva Brahm. No? And after Purva Brahm, no meeting with Krishna. So we can think only of Purva Brahm of gopis and separation of gopis. Only we can understand. But there was So separation bhav, viraha bhav in gopi. When Krishna went to Mathura, it is certainly. But Krishna thought that if I am here, there will be more unhappy. It is only for gopis, not for any sadhak. What really happens there, we cannot see. But short of there is so dukkha, unhappiness there. Mathur Vira, this is called Mathur Vira. We are not testing this. Otherwise they will be so much, it will be so much painful for us. Now you are laughing, you are taking food and you're doing everything. And you're hearing these pastimes also. But no real effect. Because our heart does not simulate with gopis in the same standard as gopis. Tadatma bhava. If there is a very little tadatma, even we can realize this. I could not answer lack of English knowledge.
No, I think you answered very well, that it is inconceivable for me to understand now that apparent unhappiness that they feel, but they do feel it.
Doing bhajan and bhajan, after some time we may realize that these things gradually.
In Bombay, you were explaining what the definition of Vipralamba Bhav was, and you explain that in that separation, Krishna is actually in that. He actually comes in that. So it's meeting Krishna while being separated.
But gopis are telling that we admit that Krishna comes and we see Krishna and we don't unbelieve.
Disbelieve.
Krishna, all worldly. But it is like a person who is going in a forest and it is Amavasya Ratri. Amavasya Ratri, you know?
The night,
night
of
the
dark moon.
Dark moon. Fully dark. And there is raining. There are so much clouds. Dark moon plus clouds. And in jungle, forest, dense forest, how should be that? So thick andhakar,
darkness.
Raining also, and thunderbolt is seen, and if a thunderbolt is seen and it hides again,
goes away,
disappears,
it is very difficult to see anything. If there is no thunderbolt is there, then they can go anyhow searching here and there. But if there is electricity comes and goes, then eyes are
blinded.
And we cannot see. So gopis are telling, just you are telling that I am come to Vrindavan, I come to Vrindavan often and miss you. But it is like that thunderbolt is seen. So everything is puzzled.
and we cannot see. Understand my bhav?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it was better that you should not come. It makes us so sorry and so puzzling and so kashtadayak, miserable, painful. So you should not come.
It's very heavy.
When our day will come, that when we will realize this actually in our heart
and become somewhat as the dust of gopis. This is called bhakti.
If a little separation mood comes anyhow, then everything will come out. Tears, romancha, kampa, asru, sanchari, dravichari, everything will come. If we realize somewhat a little bit of separation. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. He Radhe Vaj Devike Chalilite He Nanda Sunu Kuta Sri Govardhan Kalpapad Patale Kalindi Ganane Kuta Ghoshantavit Sabatav Khedai Mahadevala Bande Rukshanatano Ruhya Vavsti Jeeva Kuta. Like this. When by the grace of mercy of Kirraj Maharaj
and Guru
and Guru, today bus stop.